Hello, welcome to the Four Brummies for Big Tummies. If you like having a tot and chatting shit with the mates in the pub, you've come to the right place. We don't want to lose our jobs, so our opinions are entirely our own. They don't represent our employers. You've got me, Niall, Peter, Kieran and Chip. Any questions or suggestions, please find us at abbeysounds@outlook.com and search Abbey Sounds on Facebook and Instagram. Enjoy the podcast.
Hello and welcome to Four Brummies with Big Tummies, episode 9. How are we, fellas?
Okay. Yeah, not too bad.
Not doing great.
Yeah, I'm doing really well. I'm buzzing about Boris's announcement and we got Noel's birthday weekend sorted.
Not my birthday weekend.
Tell me more about this birthday weekend, Alex.
So we're all going away for Noel's birthday. We're going to Stratford. We've got a big party house, there's 16 of us. We're going the horses, the racing. It's going to be a good day.
Oh, nice. Celebrate Noel's birthday in style.
Can we just stop pretending it's my birthday and you and Alex completely hijacked my day, which I fucking put the idea out. I wanted a birthday and I wanted my birthday to go. And you completely hijacked it and made it into your weekend.
But it's not your sweet 16.
It's Niall. No. Let me know. Let's just get this out of the way. It's not a special birthday at all, right? But I wanted my birthday. When it's someone's birthday, they're like, right, lads, let's go meet up in Solihull for 8 o'clock on the Friday for my birthday. Everyone's like, yeah, sound, where do you want to go? I don't know. Let's go Hogshead, for example. Everyone does it. No one kicks off.
But if you can't do that weekend, then you just do the weekend after, don't you?
If some people couldn't
come that weekend, you do the weekend after, wouldn't you?
And it's a bit different going to Hogshead than going to fucking Stratford and paying deposits and all shit, isn't it?
One of the podcasts could have come as well. We couldn't go without Pete.
Yeah, just don't come then.
Exactly.
So, yeah. Essentially...
And Niall knew I had something because I asked him to look after my dog that weekend.
It's not that weekend, so stop lying, Pete. Again, you're lying about how you didn't
Niall did create a party group for his birthday, which was great, and he had all 16 lads in it. Everyone was raring to go, and we were going to Stratford on the 8th and 9th of October, and then I looked on the Stratford races and saw the races were on that weekend after. I was like, oh, let's just go the weekend after. It's still your birthday, but we can go the racing as well. We haven't been the racing together in ages. You know, Cheltenham was called off this year. Be good to get everyone there to an event. It's fun. Noel kicked right off, just said no, it was his birthday. He wasn't having it, which is fine. I was going to drop it. And then Pete separately put in the group that he couldn't make it.
Separately. He did this all separately without any prior knowledge.
No,
bullshit.
On my mum's life, it was separate from Pete. Yeah.
But I'm going away that weekend.
Yeah, he said he can go the weekend after separately. No, lost his shit. And
Noel deleted
the group.
Yeah, I did. I cancelled it because it's not my birthday anymore. So I'll let Alex, because he got what he wanted. He destroyed my birthday weekend and he's made it not about me. He's made it about him. So now it's just a lad's weekend, a week after my birthday. You know what? Let's celebrate Matt's birthday. What's in March? Let's just celebrate Matt's birthday. It's only a few months after. Let's just celebrate Matt's. We'll make it Matt's weekend as well, shall we?
Niall, when you went on your honeymoon, what were you celebrating?
My honeymoon.
Your marriage. And then you went a couple of weeks later, but you're still celebrating your marriage, aren't you? Same as your birthday. We're going the next weekend. And it's still celebrating your birthday because that's the reason we planned it. But it's just the weekend after. Because everyone can go.
It's not like you live alone. Like, you've got a wife. Like, you can fucking have a meal with her or something.
Do you know what he said to me as well? I didn't get to celebrate my birthday last year. I was like, nor did I.
That wasn't the be all end all, but I made this event. I put this event to the group. I started all this for my birthday. And I sound like such a little bitch, but I agree with that. There's no issue with that. But I started it on the principle of going, doing something for my birthday weekend. I didn't care about actually doing something. I just wanted...
And I supported that as well.
Yeah, and Kieran, everyone was down. Everyone said, yes, let's go. But Alex had to get his way and go to the races. And then he started doing a little conspiracy behind the scenes and said, right, let's fuck Niall's weekend. Let's make it my weekend. And because I want to go a week later. It wasn't about what we were doing. I just wanted to hang out with my friends on my actual birthday, which fell on a Saturday.
You can do that anyway. We're going to hang out on your actual... Now?
No, not anymore.
Birthdays?
No, not anymore.
Or we can still hang out on your birthday.
No, I'm going to have to hang out with Becky. Thanks a lot.
No, so the week after, you're not going to accept any free birthday pints. It's not your birthday.
No, I won't see you. I won't see you.
No, but the week after when we celebrate your birthday, everyone, I'll get you a pint. No, it's your birthday.
I'm getting your cake and balloons.
And all them pints will be going down the drain and the cake will be put in the bin because it won't be my birthday.
You've never put cake down the bin.
Yeah, you're fine. Yeah, but basically, I don't know if you've listened to The Unexpected Couple, but they're on they're on about Niall being like fucking having seven sisters and like how it's made him a bit more effeminate. And Becky was like, I think you're really man. She was, yeah. And like, Becky was like, I feel like you're really like burly and manly. Like, you don't come across like a woman to me at all. Like, Becky, if you're listening, this is why he's a woman.
This is not a great example. Okay,
honestly, no, it is ridiculous because what if your birthday was on a Monday or a Tuesday?
I wouldn't have done anything
to go on the Monday or Tuesday.
I wouldn't have
done anything to your birthday.
No, I probably would have done the previous weekend or maybe the weekend after. But my birthday actually fell on the weekend and I it's made a perfectly. Let's take away the whole aspect of going.
Yeah, I couldn't go anyway, though, no. Despite what Chiefs had done, I couldn't go.
I was going to drop it, Niall, and then Pete said separately he couldn't go that weekend, and you just lost your shit, and then you thought it was a big conspiracy.
The full weather, mate. You know what I mean? Like, if Pete can't come, he couldn't have come. Like, shit happens. That's why I put on the group for the dates.
Yeah, but now everyone can come, and it's the weekend after.
Well, Jerome might not be able to now. So
he'll be able to come. He's already paid his deposit. So.
And then the other thing, why didn't you want Sedge to come?
Oh, don't start this, Kieran. Yeah. Also, this caused a big rift in the other Lighthall group because they thought I was snaking them by not wanting to be at my birthday. I also wanted them to come that weekend so I could invite them out because it would be my birthday and my event, so I could invite whoever I wanted. The next
you still
week,
can?
No, because I can't, because it's not my birthday weekend, so I'll be inviting only people.
But I don't know what you like. It is still your birthday weekend. Like, that's why we're going, because it's your birthday.
And or if they all come, then they can go to the races, which is much better for more lads, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and it's not going to be a hassle trying to get fucking 30 lads in somewhere because you can just go to the races.
I thought you were going to say something else then.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, exactly.
Well, Alex, you've won, mate. You've won. So. It doesn't really matter what I think about this subject, really, does it? Because you've won. I've lost. Congratulations.
Oh, so
you're sad. A fucking baby, you are, man. Honest to God.
Go on, Kieran. Anyway, what else has Alex ruined this week? I don't know. Go on.
Yeah, if we're not going to celebrate your birthday, I'll just have it as an early birthday for me. Then,
makes more sense.
Can we share?
I'll have all the 3 points. Yeah, we'll share it. We'll have the 3 points. Do you want it as well, Pete?
Yeah, mate. I'm definitely up for it. I'm up for anything,
man. Yeah,
I'm up for it.
I'll probably invite both groups because that's the fair thing to do.
Yeah, sure, well, you can at least let them know.
Yeah, definitely. A bit of courtesy.
There was also a bit of a snake in the group as well.
Oh,
who'd been screenshotting things from Niall's birthday chat and putting it in the Lighthall chat.
No, they weren't doing it from the birthday chat. It was the St. Peter's chat. The whole issue Pete let it slip about my birthday weekend on PlayStation. Not maliciously. What? I do actually think Pete did it maliciously. He was just talking about it. So Sedge found out about this. He then must have spoke to an insider because he got a screenshot of me just asking, it's my birthday weekend, I want yous lot to come, I want to spend it with yous, without obviously all the other fact that I would invite him anyway. So he put that screenshot into the other group and basically I just got absolutely rinsed for it and called a snake and I don't like him and all this kind of shit. Yeah. Did you have to get that on him, did you, Pete? That cunt.
Autistic.
Yeah.
And,
have, you got the, Quotes. Have you got any actual quotes?
I know. Fuck, man. I need to be more prepared.
It'd be good to get some actual quotes on this one.
Fat autistic chav, I think that was said.
That wasn't said at all, you fat fucking prick. Kieran, go fuck yourself. That wasn't fat. Stop trying to add stuff on now for the public to hear.
But the listeners, they want to hear it.
Whole point is, we were trying to figure out who the snake was. I immediately assumed Kieran. Because Kieran's just a snakey cunt. We didn't think it was Kieran. It couldn't be Alex because him and Sedge don't speak and he's not in the like whole chat. So it really came down to probably three people: Jerome, Gately, and Pearson.
I'm suspect Pearson.
Yeah. I got rid of Jerome quite quickly because Jerome likes to fuck me over anyway. So he would have just put like the other chat, like a proper screenshot, which probably would have been worse of the proper chat. So I don't think it wasn't Jerome. And then what you proved it wasn't Gately, Kieran, how?
I proved it wasn't Jerome because Jerome's got Android.
Who said that, like, Gately hadn't read the chats?
That was me. Yeah, Gately hadn't read the messages.
Yeah, so it couldn't have been Gately because obviously you have to read the chat to screenshot it. So it only left Pearson, so... Pearson, I don't think he listens as regularly. You're a fucking little snake, but I can't wait to have a drunk conversation with him, tell him a few truths about himself, snake.
But not at your birthday, obviously, because he wasn't invited.
But it's not my birthday anymore. Fuck off, Alex. No.
And it's not happening. He wasn't invited and it's not happening, so there's no chance of that.
It's our birthday now.
Yeah,
it's our birthday.
You should actually make it like your freeze weekend.
Yeah,
get balloons and cake for you three.
No, I'll have to buy us a pint each.
I'd actually rather do that than celebrate my birthday, which it isn't, because it's pointless.
You're such a stubborn baby.
I'm okay. If you're okay with that, then we're all okay.
Yeah, so am I.
Are you actually not looking forward to going to the races, Noel, then?
No, but we could have done that any... You know what? I just think you stole a very precious moment from me, Alex, and I don't know if I'll ever be able to get that back.
Well, shall we move on? Shall we move on to the main topic of the podcast now?
Yeah, move on, Kieran, because Alex is one, and the more we talk about it, gives him that victory.
So, obviously, the big news was Boris easing the restrictions. So, I mean, I think we're all looking forward to when those pubs are going to open.
Not as much as you.
I can't wait. That's 100% correct.
Kieran's in top 10 people most looking forward to it in the country.
Right, in the UK.
Top 10 or top 10%?
Top 10.
Top 10.
Yeah, it'll be packed in there.
Yeah, Kieran's looking forward to the opening of pubs more than the owner of Weatherspoons. He's just looking. He's so buzzy. To be fair, I went a bit crazy like on that evening when we knew the timeline, and I started signing up to like every pub chain's newsletter.
Sorry, Pete.
Sorry,
does Berkey know you're live?
So I might leave that in, but he's going for a shower.
Wet and wild.
God damn it.
Are you going to join us, Pete, or not tonight?
I'll be back in 5 minutes, lads.
Oh, wait for me, Mum.
I'll come in the shower, Mum.
I don't know. I'd rather get in with Brenda and the girls, to be honest.
I think Alex's sister's listening.
Maybe we should get Pete like an, you know, them like on air lights that you put outside radio rooms, and he can switch it on and off so Berkey doesn't come in. God damn it, Mum, I'm on the air.
I really need to. I went to hit mute and I must have missed the button.
I'm glad you did.
That's definitely getting left in.
But I've signed up to loads of pub chains newsletters. Obviously, we've booked a holiday. I'm looking at a couple of holidays with Becky. I'm really excited. Absolutely buzzing for it.
What's the pub we're all looking forward to going back to most?
Charmin's for me. First time on the team show.
What about you, Noel?
I think I really want to try the boat. That's had £1 million refurbishment, and it looks fucking class. And they've done. I haven't seen Back Garden, but they've made the front car park a garden now. They've done that all out, so that's massive. They've got like shit containers along the side of the car park for additional terraced outdoor seating. Yeah, it just looks class. I presume the back garden's probably just as good and the inside.
It does look good, but the service there was bad enough before. So now when there's new whole new areas and new systems, probably I think it's going to be a fucking shit show in there. Though.
When it comes back on the 12th, everything's outside. There's no inside on the 12th, I believe. It might be same household on the inside, but if it's just outside, I mean, every employee should just be working that. So it might not be.
Yeah, well, they've got that outside bar as well, haven't they? So.
They did have. That was before the refurbishment, so I don't know what they've done with it, Key.
I'm hopefully the Straubs could turn into the pub it once was.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to the Straubs. I've said to the lads, like, I really want to give, if you don't know what to talk about, Strawberry Fields on the Stratford Road.
For our Birmingham-based listeners.
Yeah.
Not you guys in Peru.
Yeah, Peru, America, you might not know what we're on about, but I just want to get back to, because some of them days in the World Cup, the 2018 World Cup, were fucking sensational. It was such a class summer.
I think the best thing about it was like we were like the main crack in there as well.
Yeah.
So it was like all of our lads like danced on that. If you go to one of those big screens, a big event, like other big groups would just take over. But like we were like...
Oh, were you the main man, Pete? Did you feel fucking special?
I felt fucking special in there.
There's a fucking main geezer in there. I was proper celebrating the most. Like, fucking yeah.
But like all in that main bar bit, all tight and closed, all dancing on tables. So
it was at least 45 people in like a closed group. Brilliant. But
yeah, COVID would have been a field day in that.
The last 2 years, it's been overrun by fucking little chavs, and people have had knives in there and tasers, and it's just become a bit of a shit show of a pub. So we're hoping COVID's kind of reset it, and we're going to try and get in there again and get it going.
Just quickly, have you seen today it's been leaked on Twitter? Well, a few sources have said they reckon the Euros is all going to be in England.
Yeah, I literally saw that earlier.
I wouldn't want all the away fans coming in though. Because imagine fucking people from all over bringing COVID in.
Why are you so scared of COVID, mate? All the group won't be affected.
I still don't want to get it.
Yeah, it'd be all right.
It'd be good crack, to be fair.
I don't know if they'll allow travel, to be fair.
And also, why would they come to Birmingham?
St. Andrews, mate.
Your nose.
They wouldn't pick St. Andrews. He's <Yes. laughs> picking his nose. But
yes.
They wouldn't pick St. Andrews for obvious reasons. And I don't think Villa Park would be in the...
I think Villa Park would, probably.
Do you really think?
I don't know, man.
I think there's enough London stadiums. So you've got obviously Stamford Bridge, the Emirates, Wembley.
Tottenham's the new one.
And Tottenham's new one. So they're four really good stadiums.
When we originally put our bid for the World Cup and we put the stadiums forward, Villa Park was one of them.
Yeah.
Which it does make sense because it's in the Midlands, it's in the centre, it's in the Birmingham.
Big city, yeah.
Yeah, it's easy transport routes. It definitely
it's the biggest stadium in the Midlands as well.
Yeah.
I'm not saying it couldn't work, but I'm just saying if they have to choose it, you've got them four in London, and then you've got Anfield and Old Trafford in Manchester, Liverpool way.
Is that six stadiums?
Do you?
St. James's. No, you don't need 20.
I think there's six games a day, so I think that covers everyone.
Yeah, I think you'd need 8, maximum 10. I think of the World Cup, there's never 20 stadiums in the World Cup.
No, there is normally about, I think Qatar's got, I think they're building 8. Maybe 7. I think it might be 6 every day, and then they've got one for the semi-finals and the final.
Yeah, they're stadiums.
12 are used in the World Cup.
12.
So you're still wrong.
Yeah.
So the Euros. This is last stadium. Yeah.
But do you not think in like any of those countries, like the second biggest city, the biggest stadium in that city, they would have?
I wouldn't, you know, chuck it out.
12 in the Euros as well.
12 in the Euros. Really?
Surprising.
Yeah. Okay, so 12, then it might be picked. But what I'm saying is there's 6. At least 6 stadiums in front of Villa Park. So it depends on.
I don't think there's 12 or 11.
Yeah. If it's not all in England, then 100%, it won't be used. But I feel like if it is, then I think it will be.
We'd surely have to say St. George's Park, where England would be based, surely. We'd have to have a home national training ground as where we're based.
Yeah, definitely.
Be interesting to who gets Man City's training ground, because that is notoriously the best in the country, because it's got like something stupid, like 12 training pitches.
Yeah, we'd get it, wouldn't we?
Yeah, the new one's nice. No, we'd get St. George's.
Does that mean we'll probably get St. George's? Well, I assume we would. It'd be a bit stupid having a national training centre and not having the England team there. It would be interesting who would get Man City.
Yeah, they'd probably be Spain. Pep would be fucking just on the phone straight to the Spanish gaffer.
Yeah, that could be a shout. How do we get onto the World Cup? Oh, the pubs. The 21st of June is the minimum date at the moment, isn't it? And the 22nd, yeah. England plays the Czech Republic.
Yeah.
What a day that will be.
The Scotland game's on a Friday night, and we should be in the pubs then, but it might be brought at 6, but still, that'd be fucking brilliant.
To be fair, we forget about Celtic Rangers and Millennium Stadium. They could be opened up, you know, to try and help the national teams, because you've got Wales, Scotland, England, Northern Ireland, isn't it?
Yeah, well, is the Republic as well, because they could use the Aviva.
Yeah, so they might even, you know, think about having a stadium to try and help them in there. I don't know.
The UK and Ireland, though.
I'm not sure. But it was all of Europe, wasn't it?
The whole point of them having it in one, they just want it in one country. There's not loads of travelling. I think it would just be in England.
The Republic of Ireland doesn't have our vaccine rollout either. So I think the whole point of England is because we're smashing it in Europe in terms of vaccines. So I think that's why we're the only really country
I know other countries do, like obviously Germany and France, but I think our stadiums are ready to go, and so is our like infrastructure in terms of like transportation and stuff. So it's like it's well ready made to have it. You know, if we could probably, if the turnaround said you need to have it, we could do it.
Well, that's why the 2018 bid was such bullshit. I mean, it turned out to be an incredible tournament. When you put Russia against England, how they picked Russia over England with our infrastructure, our history, our stadium, just doesn't make fucking sense whatsoever.
It was just corruption, wasn't it?
It turned out to be corruption. But apparently,
at least it's backhanders.
It's not FIFA though, is it? The Euros, isn't it? UEFA.
Yeah, it is. Yeah,
which is still pretty corrupt. But I don't think it's as bad.
I'd take a backhander though to vote for.
Me too. Of course you would. So like if you're in Parliament, you'd take a swifty backhand to try and get a bill through. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you want the World Cup in Syria? No problem.
Qatar. Sweet. Oh, don't worry, lads. Qatar was picked on merit. They proved there was no dodginess with Qatar.
They just need to build 12 stadiums
out.
Yeah, with slave labor.
The working conditions are really good as well.
Yeah, the working conditions. Oh, we have to change the summer tournament to a winter tournament as well, because it's fucking 56 degrees in the summer.
Also, what the fuck are they going to do with these 12 massive stadiums afterwards?
Just demolish them.
Yeah, they'll literally probably recycle it.
Then all the boxing will be there, won't it?
Yeah.
Probably just stone women in them, probably.
They don't have the best human rights record, Pete. I'll give you that.
Yeah, well, fuck it. They're bastards, man.
They've had people die building the stadiums.
Hundreds have died building the stadiums. So it's not exactly the greatest, but I mean, I'll still be watching it. So yeah,
we've gone off topic.
Yeah,
Pete,
true.
What booze?
Well, if it was only the host fault, the host. Main thing is to keep us on fucking track, Kieran.
Yeah, you're doing a terrible job, Garrett.
The host main thing is actually to stay online the whole podcast, and like you last week, pal. So if I do that, I'm still doing a better job.
You've got me there, to be fair, yeah. Nice one,
what boozer? Well, as Chips always reminds me, I never really go to that many boozers, so I'd say the last one I had a good time.
I'm
going to Lisa's house. We normally go to the Sheldon Hall, which is not a great boozer at all. Or the what? Yeah.
Where's that?
Or not far from Lisa's, just up the road.
Have you told Lisa about coming to Stratford yet? Sure, Cove.
Yeah. She's going away that month, I think, with her friends. But
Woo! Can we have a party at Lisa's?
Yeah, of course, mate. Of course.
Lisa, if you're listening, can we use your house? You guys can't see this, but Pete's face is a fucking picture.
Niall, please edit this out. No.
But I'll probably go for Hennessy's because we went there last time and it was really good crack.
How good was that when we went? Yeah. That was such a good evening.
That was when we had all the rolls in as well.
Yeah, that was COVID, yeah. And they were shit hot on the waitresses were always over saying, do you need any more beers? Do you need any more beers? Do you want any
And of
food?
Course, we did the nutters. For the food, especially with Keith and Oliver.
Oh, you know, Alex! You had a massive burger, actually.
I know, yeah.
Most. Yeah, Kieran got a start and then was gutted.
Yeah, I wasn't, mate, because, you know, I mean...
To be fair, Chips, you got your main and you were still stealing people's chips, you fat shit, so I don't know what you were on about.
No, that was Kieran because he got a start. No, what, mate? He was eating everyone's chips.
Don't try and turn it on me, Chips.
You, look at your last mark and you know that was you.
It wasn't. No, I think it was you. I think it was you.
No, you're just sad because it's my birthday weekend now, not yours.
I can't believe you didn't say Norton's, but Hennessy, you didn't even support your local pub.
I know we might be doing a podcast in Norton's, mate.
Well, have you reached out to him or are you just assuming?
We're waiting for Alex to reach out because
one of you need to sort it out for Norton's.
I meant Norton's. I thought that's how it's pronounced.
Nice. Look after the sponsors.
Yeah, sorry, I thought it was pronounced Tennessee's.
Hopefully we get about a £20 bar tab.
Yeah, that's the dream.
So we can split 3 points. That would be the last
step. Let's just aim for 4 points. We'll have a point in front of us on the podcast.
Yeah, exactly. We'll get Peter coming in. He can sit down. He can tell us a bit about the bar and how COVID's affected him. And then we'll tell him to fuck off.
Move it along then, because Noel's doing the hosting there.
Yeah, all right, mate. I don't like your attitude. I'll kick you in a minute. I'm the host. I'll kick you off soon.
I think you'd score, Gannick.
Yeah, so do I. And Noel just took his top off. That's not organic at all.
I can't see everyone. How do you see everyone on your phone?
You don't want to see this. It's fine.
Taking your top off?
I'm too hot. I'm really sweaty.
Oh, I don't need to tell people that.
Have you got work?
No, I'm finished now till Monday morning.
No, it's part of yours tomorrow.
Not mine, mate. We've got COVID restrictions. Please, Kieran.
Forgot about that.
So don't come round any time after 6:30.
that sweaty body's going to try it on with Becky later.
I don't know.
I hope she says no. Oh, my God. He's rubbing his balls now.
I'm not rubbing my balls. I was rubbing my chest.
How can you get that hot that you have to take your top off?
I'm about to take my trousers off as well because I hate having trousers on in my house. Talking about the pubs, when the hell did Hennessy's get a rooftop bar?
Oh, I don't know. It looks fucking brilliant.
It looks fucking class. When did I take that photo? It was like a beautiful summer's day. And I'm sure when we went there last, they did not have a rooftop bar.
Apparently they did it in the first lockdown. So it must have been there when we were there. I don't know how you fucking get to it.
Yeah, I was going
to
say, there was no sign saying, you know, upstairs rooftop terrace store.
Are there not stairs as soon as you walk in on the left?
There's an elevator which brings you to the ground stairs, obviously up to the bar.
There's a big back private room as well, so I think you might get to it from there.
Yeah, you can get out of Hennessy's because you remember when they stopped letting people in? I don't know.
Yeah.
And you have to go all the way to the back and you come out outside the chip shop kebab house. That side, there is another entrance.
We should book Hennessy's because their outdoor area is pretty sick as well.
Pool table and a big screen. Yeah. That could be
but not as good as Norton's, though. Norton's is better.
Oh, of course, yeah. Norton's got a beer garden.
We can book Norton's to start and we'll book a nice little session in book Hennessy's to start, big old session in Norton's after.
Yeah, I think that would be better. I think Norton's has the better evening.
Music on and stuff.
But Hennessy's be a good starting place.
Looking forward to when it's all normal and you can have a bit of a boogie.
Yeah, I mean, the June 21st, I can't wait for just to be normal across all sectors where you can just do what you want again and you don't have to fucking worry about a mask.
Yeah,
it's quite nice, though.
As well, Chips.
Yeah, no, Boris,
shut up, I'm the host. No, I'll describe your perfect pub crawl then when it's no restrictions. Yeah. From how you get up in the morning, bit of breakfast. Okay.
Drive the whole day.
Honestly, stop sucking nine off.
I think the best pub crawls I've had are Jewellery Quarter and Town. I think it's got to be, we're notorious for about 10:30 start. So get into New Street, all bar one. Everyone meet at all bar one, have a quick pint, wait for everyone to arrive. And then you walk from New Street towards Jewellery Quarter. So then you're looking at the Sun on a Hill. That's got to be first, with possibly Wetherspoons, the one next to it, included.
He'll get his round in there, won't he?
100%,
mate. Sun on a Hill, the Wetherspoons, two. I do like the Lost and Found, but that's all inside.
Expensive.
It is expensive, but he's nice. You do feel a little bit more upper class in there.
Get a few cocktails.
Yeah. Then I'd probably go further up to the old Joint Stock. I think you'd have to venture in there. Then it's probably the next pub's not until the Jewellery Quarter, so it's about 5 minutes away, isn't it? And then you're looking at all around St. Paul's Square. I don't know where, like maybe the Actress, maybe the Jam House, or St. Paul's Hotel.
I feel like the Actress is where you finish.
To be fair, yeah, you are right, Kieran. You could go from the Lost and Found, skip it, and go to the back of the Jewellery Quarter, like the Lord Clifton.
Yeah, and the church.
The church.
That's my favourite, the church.
There's a new bar actually being built, what should open in time for the restrictions. It's kind of like the Lord Clifton. It's like a big space between two empty buildings. They've knocked down the building and they're building like a completely fresh building there. I can't remember what it's called. But it was in like the Birmingham Mail, the 19 best Birmingham pubs to visit at the end of lockdown. So that could be
quality.
Yeah, that could be an option. You should read. I might link the article.
Yeah, honestly, is it going to be quirky, like have a pool table and a foosball and table tennis in the garden?
I don't know. It didn't look like that quirky. It just kind of looked like the Lord Clifton, where it will have cocktails, gin, a rooftop terrace. He says it's going to have three bars, so it'll have the front house bar, the garden bar, and a rooftop bar.
Oh, lovely.
So it should sound be quite big. And then you can work your way back, the Actress and Bishop. I prefer finishing in the Jam House than the Actress. I don't know about you.
A bit classy.
I like finishing in the Actress.
I think I'd go for a Moseley crawl a bit for me.
Moseley's class.
Yeah, you got starting cabs, you know, nice and early. You got Prince of Wales, Fighting Cocks. And you always know you've got a 6 o'clock finish in the morning if you go to the castle. So that's what I want.
And I the castle dirty, is grim.
Dirty lock-in, front room.
I haven't been the castle days. In years, you know.
I've, to be fair, Chips, but then you say years, we've lost a year to fucking Corona, so it's probably more like 3 or 4 for me.
22nd of June, mate. Pack your dancing shoes, pal.
Yeah, or buy shoes from the Lucky Lucky Man outside.
Does that Lucky Lucky Man actually sell shoes outside?
Yeah. Have you never been there? He's literally selling shoes outside because they said shoes.
I've seen Kieran trying to get in with fucking socks around his white shoes.
They weren't white shoes, man. That was a bit added extra. It's actually worked once as well, and then the second time the bouncer was like, "Are you taking the piss, mate?" I can see you've got fucking socks on. And then he was like, "I've got some shoes behind the bar." I was like, "Yeah, what were you fucking telling me that before?"
Can we give you them?
Yeah, the fucking size 9. My toes were curling all night until they had a lock in. I was like, "Please, can my trainers pack?"
I don't get that rule. It's so bizarre.
We
saw so much scumbags in there anyway.
I know, they let such creatures in, but because they're wearing shirt and shoes, they're allowed in. Doesn't mean they're good people. It just means they've come prepared.
Maybe they should do a more thorough check for knives.
Yeah.
So, we're just discussing where we were going to go. So, Pete, you know, tell me where your ideal pub crawl would be, mate.
Oh, I fancy a little Shirley one.
The first time back at pubs in what probably realistically play a year, and your first one's back to Shirley.
Fucking classic, lazy bastard.
Well, I don't know, because I quite like the idea of Noel's one, so we could do that one first and then have a little local one, so you could dip and like you wouldn't have to go ages in a taxi kit. It's only 50 minutes.
You always think of me there, Pete. Appreciate that.
I think I'd have a few beers in the lodge. You'd love that kick. It's a proper blues pub. Down to the Colebrook then. And I think I'd have one in the Red Lion. I wouldn't enjoy that one. I just have to just block out the regular staring at me.
You're like more fucking the 1970s than the Red Lion.
Yeah, it looks like it is like from the 80s or 70s.
Then I don't know, one in the Pumpy, then obviously Straubs,
I'll be getting a cab to the stores from there. I ain't walking.
Yeah, up. To be honest, you picked some police shit up so far. You
hang on, hang on. Let him finish it. Let him finish his early call.
Then I'd go to, well, I'd have to go to Chips's favourite pub to fucking get him a bit more on style. I think we'd go to the Shaman's then. Get a little tan.
Okay, now you're talking my language.
Now he's talking his language.
And then we'd just stay there for the rest of the night, Chips.
And Chips would walk home.
Happy as Larry. Then probably, I don't know, Woody's.
Who's playing for Toxies on the
spot? Yeah, he's Toxies. To be fair, what, from the Shaman's... from the Shamans to the Woodmans, that isn't that bad. It's probably about a 10-minute walk.
Deceptive, I reckon. I reckon that's 15-20 minutes looking at.
Yeah, but it'd feel like two with the banter flowing.
Yeah, but you chips all like snails. Me and I walk quickly.
Yeah, we do, Pete. We do. We're used to getting public transport, that's why.
I'd probably just bring the rollerblades.
Then we're...
Imagine Kieran all day having rollerblades. On the third pub, you won't be able to fucking blade anywhere.
Just be scared. I'd be rolling a blade in right in the door.
Oh, that is quite a funny image, to be fair. Then, I don't know, I'd probably be pissed by that point. I'd probably just go Fieldhouse, last one. And then just head home.
What a tame place to end it. I'll probably have a starter.
Is there at 10 o'clock?
I'll probably have a quick starter in the field house and then call it quits.
I tell you what, Pete, I'm enjoying this pub call. I am.
Yeah, well, it's close to my house as well.
I feel like I wouldn't be hungover after it. I'd have a great day. And I'd wake up fresh next day.
You'd walk off half the booze, wouldn't you?
I don't know. What's that? At least like 10 points, isn't it?
10 miles.
Yeah. It's 10 miles of walking. I thought you meant like the Stratford Road, like start at the Red Lion and work your way back kind of thing, or like even camps so and work your way back.
We've done down by where Pete used to live, by Solihull Lodge, and then we've gone all the way to Shirley, then all the way down to the Sharmard, and then to Monk's Bath to finish it off.
With no taxis.
To finish it off in the field house.
Yeah.
Karaoke on a Sunday.
Yeah, but it's a pub crawl though, isn't it? So
yeah, and we just skip right past the farm as well. We'll end it in the field house, lads.
Yeah, well, actually, why would you not finish in the farm?
Yeah, too expensive, isn't it, Pete?
Mate, it's too much money, isn't it? Too much money. But, so,
you know, he wants to finish in the field house because he can walk home.
I know, exactly. He doesn't
want to face that big hill.
So yeah, beat that.
Yeah, so down to you, Bagnolo, down the court. Baggers.
Well,
yeah,
mine would be, if it's a banging day, mine would be like all the country pubs, so out towards like Warwickshire and Ellswood. So, but the thing with mine is
you can only have five. You walk there, couldn't you?
Is this another £70 taxi all day?
No, you can only have five people, and one of them has to be Tom Burr. So we can drive.
He can drive.
Have you done that before?
You're a great driver for 5 points, Chips.
What, well, so there's five people and one of you's not drinking? That would be a shit day, wouldn't it?
No, we did it. It was me, Matt, Ryan, Shelby and Tom. And maybe one other person that we squeezed in. And
you're
we
not
did
really
that
persuading me here.
No, it was class. We went all to all the country pubs. We went to like the Boo, the Black Boy, the one next to
the Black Boy,
King's
what
Arms.
A pub, man. Yeah, King's, the King's Arms. Arms. Used to be the Heron's Nest. It was better as a Heron's Nest, not like it as a King's Arms.
And then like
it's
we went posh, to like, the Navigator. Is it the Navigator? Or the Navigator?
Yeah,
the
Navigator. Navigation. Is it Navigation? I thought it was Navigator. Yeah. But yeah.
No, you're right.
So I do all those pubs. I get the Bluebell in there and I go to the Bluebell and get their own. I'd get their Black Rat, which is...
mentioned that the last one, didn't you?
Their own cider. It's like 8% or 9%, but because they brew it themselves, it's fermented, so it's a lot more, and it's bright orange.
Looking forward to that.
So would you finish at the Bull's Head to try and save money on... Because you work there. Try and get your 25% discount.
I'd finish at the Bull's Head and we'd get a few free pints probably as well.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, which we always
Is it just Ryan, Tom and Shelby coming? So this is the first...
No,
is this the first pub
what we can do...
First pub call after lockdown. Chips is making a WhatsApp group with five people in. One of them's driving and we're not invited.
We could have us.
I'd rather be on
Tom
Burn. Yeah, true.
Pete,
true.
You're just trying to get some laughs because yours were so shit, mate. Yeah,
I just saying, Charlie.
Can I just say...
End on the field house.
Can I just say I did get some laughs? So sure.
Yeah, we'll have us four and Tom, and then Tom, we can hopefully Tom forgives us by then for when Noel kicked him out of the podcast.
Yeah, well, it's the unofficial fifth brummer. He's just never going to be on air again.
But in all fairness to Tom, we could probably chip like 20 quid each, get him a minibus and just employ him to drive us around all day.
Do you know what? I've got something to say. But I was speaking to Tom earlier, and this does actually relate to Noel's birthday thing. You kicked Tom off the podcast on his birthday. When he couldn't spend it with anyone, he came on the podcast. His birthday, he was all excited, right? And Noel kicked him off, and yeah, he has the cheek to kick off about his birthday being moved a week later. So
because mine's more important than Tom's.
Oh, you're a fucking prick, you are.
No, you are. Mine mattered, and I made an event. Tom didn't make the podcast for his birthday. I made this event for my birthday. But we've already gone over it, so...
Yeah, I would.
Chips won. So.
But seriously, for this, if we go to all the country pubs, is there anyone else who we could drive around and wouldn't drink?
Not really. I mean, we're all like to drink. All alcoholics, really.
To be fair, Ryan likes to drink about 3 pints a day. So we could probably get Ryan to drive. He'd like that.
Yeah. No, he wouldn't.
Yeah, he'd love it. He'd love that. He'd really enjoy it.
It'd just be Tom, but we just pay for him to get a 9-seater minibus, and then he can do 2 trips.
Yeah, I bet. How much would a minibus be rent?
I actually looked at it, you know, when we were looking at houses in... I was looking at houses in Bedford because I didn't realise... Chips was having a conspiracy on the go to ruin my birthday.
But, I looked at
a minibus for 9 people, so 9 passengers, and I think it worked out about 20 quid per person, so it isn't that bad, you know, to get a driver. It's just obviously
chip your money at the start of the day, you don't really notice it then.
Oh yeah, 20. If you say 20 quid in taxis, excluding, you know, getting yourself home, that isn't that bad, man. Especially if you go to all the country pubs, which are fucking sick.
Yeah, they put the beer gone in the punch bowl. It's fucking amazing.
Yeah, like, we went the punch bowl as well.
And you get the weather for it's fucking sick.
And they do really nice these chili snap things there.
Mm. I just said this. They do a great Caesar salad as well.
Oh, you can have a Caesar salad.
All right, then, mate. You take out all the salad parts and
yeah,
the dressing.
Can I have a Caesar salad, but in a burger with beef and cheese and no salad?
Can you manage the salad and swap it out for a steak, please, mate?
But do you know what would happen if we employed Tom? He's like, we'd wind him up all day and he'd flip and just leave.
He'd leave us there. With all our cash.
Yeah, pissed up in fucking Warwickshire.
Yeah. We'd have to pay him at the end, but then we'd just be like, nah, fuck off, Tom.
I tell you what, though, it wouldn't be too bad because we could bring Jamie and Jamie could have 3 or 4 points and then he'll just leave his car anywhere.
I think the Black Boys got the best country pub, if you know, when it comes to the summer.
But the service is shit.
True, but I think that's because it's got such a small bar.
Have you tried the Bluebell now?
Which one? The one
in Oldswood, it's right on the canal and all the seating's on the canal like the Black Boy.
No, I haven't.
It's good. And it's quite shit.
Service in the boot's good.
The boot's really good, and the navigation's good.
Yeah.
What about the orange tree? That's nice, isn't it? I've been there.
Yeah, that's more for food.
In the boot, if you're on the right hand side, there's like a bit like a snug bar. If you get like the booth in there, it's fucking class, man.
Kieran, I think you're putting the mic underneath your chin. So you
which one?
That when you got that, it's going underneath it. Sorry, mate. I just wanted to tell you. But it also got me laughs as well.
Yeah, well, you're a fat cunt. So put a top on.
No, your chain's terrible, by the way. I don't think chains are a good idea.
Fuck off. No, it isn't.
Yeah, it is.
Why are you trying to start Why are you trying to start shit? You look at you with your fucking shit Liverpool top, which you wear every podcast. Do you ever watch it, mate?
If I didn't know you and I saw you in a pub, I promise you 100% I think you're a gypsy.
Yeah, that's the look I'm going for right now. Especially when I put gel in my hair and slip my hair back.
Wear a vest.
when the hairdressers open again, I'm going to have all my sides super short and then I'm going to leave all the length on top and then I'm just going to slick it all back and then I'm going to trim
so
the beard.
Indie.
Oh, you're about being indie, you idiot. That's a gypo look.
No,
that's go for the Ellis Genge. That's what you want.
What's that?
You not seen his mullet?
No.
Oh, he's got like a curly top mullet. You know the England rugby player?
Oh, yes. No, I have. Yeah.
Fucking class, man.
I just want like proper dirty slick back hair. And then...
What? You want a lot greener shooter?
Oh, shut up. That
is Grealish.
No, Grealish. I hate Grealish. Don't say that, Alex. You're ruining it.
I can't wait for you to get your hair done like that, and I'm just going to call you Grealish all the time.
Don't do that, man.
I have.
No.
I almost can't wait for it.
That's not very nice.
He's not a very nice person, no.
I don't know about you, Kieran, but could I put a question to the group, Mr. Host? We've got one from our listeners. It's from Lewis Quinn, and he says, when lockdown restrictions finish, what's the first drink you're ordering?
For me, it's simple as you like. 2 pints of Carling, 1 to nail in about 30 seconds, and everyone just to settle back into the boat.
Oh, really?
I'm a simple man.
To be fair, you haven't had Carling. What you've been having? Heineken, Cobra. Oh, Tiger. And yeah. Guinness, really. Yeah, so you haven't had a proper pint of Carling since you got back.
I'm not going to have fucking champagne, mate. I just want a pint.
Depends where we go. I'll probably have like a vodka Carling or something.
Add a chaser straight in.
You have a fucking chan, do you?
Nah, I'll probably have a pint of Carling probably as well.
Pint of Stella for me.
Pint of Stella then beat up Lisa on the night.
I'm sorry if you drink Stella, but like when I work behind the bar, I always assume anyone that drinks Stella is a tramp. Yeah.
It's not. Stella's fucking.
It's more expensive.
Beautiful.
What are you on about?
That's for you, Tom Dean, as well. Drinking Stella, you big tramp.
But I think Stella is
no offence if you drink Stella.
It's not cheap though. It's one of the more expensive ones. How can
yeah, but
tramp?
It's just more. There's more alcohol in it, and it's a higher percentage. That's why alcoholics drink it and piss tramps.
Alcoholics drink Carling all the time.
No, they don't at all.
3.8%. No, one alcoholic who drinks Carling.
Yeah, Kieran, what do you drink?
San Miguel.
He's a Carling drinker. Most alcoholics in this country drink Carling, 100%.
I agree. I agree with that.
Pete, great sweeping statement. I'd love to show the fucking facts and figures behind it.
Well, do you disagree?
Most alcoholics in this country are drinking fucking White Stripe and really heavy ciders from the 100%. Bottle.
I'd love to see your facts and figures for that, Chips.
Bring out them, Chips.
Yeah.
Well, I guess we'll never know. Let's put a poll out afterwards.
All the alcoholics on that poll, weren't they?
Yeah.
Or have you been an alcoholic?
Are you an alcoholic, or have you ever been an alcoholic in your whole life? Please respond to this poll. What do you drink? I think my first pint, it wouldn't be a Guinness because you don't know what the barrel...
That surprises me.
Yeah, because you don't know what the barrels are going to be like. So I don't think it'll be a Guinness. I think it will be a Stella. I think that's why I was getting a bit defensive. I think it will be a Stella in a proper chalice, and I'll sit down and relax and just take
with
that
your hair
sweet
slick
sin.
Back,
yeah,
and your gold chain on,
yeah,
and you'll look like a tramp.
that may be. Do you see how edgy Alex had to be then? Oh, I might have a vodka Carling. No, you won't do that, mate. So what?
Oh, no, it was a
trying to get fans.
No, it wasn't.
You were trying to get fans. You were trying to get fans, mate, and none of us laughed.
We all know who's got the biggest fans, you know. Someone said I was their favourite on the podcast.
And you've
heard
got
it
the
as well.
Belly.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I'm here for it, mate. Yeah,
maybe there's a correlation.
Big dummies.
Lisa said that Kieran was a favourite as well.
That's two people now.
Who else said it?
Jordan.
Yeah, that's three people. So, well, thanks for listening, everyone. Great podcast. Any closing words, champ?
Fucking roll on June the 21st, boys.
Roll on the June 21st, exactly.
Oh, well, thanks
for listening,
football.
April 12th, man. April 12th.
I want everything.
Yeah. I want a fucking pump house, solid large, field house. First national association for me.
Red Lion.
Yeah. I want to go with four of my mates on a pub crawl. Can't wait for that.
Yeah, me too.
And not you, you cunt. Anyway.
Thanks for listening for Four Brothers with Big Tummies. We'll see you next week.
Yeah, cheers, guys. Thank you very much.
See you later. Bye. 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 Bye.